This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Wouldn't you like to take a vacation from your bills? Well, you can. With credit card balances at an all-time high and Golden Oak's 5.25% rate, you could be saving thousands of dollars after a simple phone call. Call today and get your cash in as little as 14 days and make no payments for 2 months. Visit GoldenOakLending.com to speak to someone today.
Golden Oak Lending cured my blues.
6.19 APR, FHA, 15-year, 20% equity qualified credit. Additional terms apply. NMLS 114937.
At T-Mobile, we'll give you 4 free 5G phones and 4 lines for only $25 per line per month with eligible trade-ins. And no, it's not a contest. It's every day for a limited time. Everyone's a winner on America's largest 5G network.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto-pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto-pay. Up to $830 off each phone via 24 monthly bill credits plus taxes, fees, and $10 device connection charge. For well-qualified customers, contact us before canceling entire account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. Bill credits end if you pay off devices early. See T-Mobile.com.
Baseball today, you got the Mets taking on somebody. They are playing the Marlins. Kodai Senga, the start. Here is Carlos Mendoza explaining the plan that we were talking about last hour.
He's doing good. He's pitching in games tomorrow. He's probably going to go just one inning on our game. But overall, it's good to see him healthy, throwing the ball the way he's capable of. And I'm excited to watch him tomorrow.
And it'll be more than the one inning. He will apparently go to a backfield and throw a couple of either simulated innings or live BP innings.
Hey, by the way, speaking of the Mets, did I see that Keith Hernandez's condo's up
for
sale?
Yeah, he put that up on X. I was going to bring that up later. I mean, I don't know if it's genius or weird or both. But yeah, he put that up on X.
I said, Al, I thought it was a joke.
No, definitely not for Keith. I mean, it's, you know.
But yeah, I was surprised.
He puts up, you know, lots of interesting things up there at that X account from time
but
to time.
But his condo for sale.
Yeah, he's trying to get some people interested. Figures, hey, got fans out there. There's probably some Mets fans with some loot.
Yeah.
Put it out there for everybody to see.
Where is the condo, by the way? Do you know where it is?
Wow. It's right on the water,
you know
though.
Something?
No, it is.
I mean, that was the photo I saw. Was it 2.3, Al? 2.3 million?
Yeah, 2.3.
Beautiful looking condo.
Yeah, Keith.
Yeah, it's in Juneau.
Juneau.
I looked, the HOA fees, though, very expensive. $1,500 a month, just HOA fees. A little pricey.
I think Florida's trying to do away with property tax. No sales tax, no property tax. Let's go, boys.
I do think, though, if you're worried about the HOA fees, you probably shouldn't buy the place.
Yeah.
Yeah, 3 beds, 3 baths, 1,700 square feet. 2.3, Juneau Beach. You know, I mean, if he does put his address out there, though, like if he doesn't sell this and he goes back, it's a little strange, you know?
I'd rather buy his house in Sag Harbor.
Okay.
Is he selling that one?
Probably not.
This needs a little work, you know, a little outdated. Brown kitchen cabinets. You'll have to do some work when you get in there, you know?
So it's 2.3 and then a investment when you get in.
Yeah, it looks very 90s in there. Yeah, I would say so, unless you want to keep it as is. Depends on who you are.
I mean, it's Keith Hernandez's place. How do you not keep it as is?
Have you met women? They're going to come in there and be like, no. I got to put my own title. I don't care who Keith Hernandez is. I'm putting my own flair on this thing.
We are different, are we not?
Oh,
my
course.
God.
Yep.
Also of note, you guys were talking about how long spring training is. Well, here's Aaron Judge either yesterday or Saturday talking about what it takes for him to start to feel really regular season ready, how many ABs he wants.
40 to 50 is usually a pretty good number. I know I think I had 30 last year, and I think that wasn't enough, especially how April started. So we're going to kick that up a notch a little bit and really get it ready for opening day.
And that was on the YES Network. Yankees take on the Pirates tonight. Max Fried on the mound for New York. The Rangers with a 4-0 win over the Predators.
There's a 3-on-2 Rangers. Quick transition. The lead to Keandre Miller. He scores! Ooh! Oh, yeah! That's a beauty.
Oh, it was funny. Yeah. That was Sam Rosen on MSG and Boomer chiming in, apparently. 4-0 the final. Miller, Panarin, and Keandre Miller scoring goals in this game. Jonathan Quick, 34 saves for the shutout win. Here was Peter Laviolette. A couple of shaky games coming out of that break. Are you trending in the right direction now?
Yeah, I mean, I don't like the first one out of the break for sure. And so that was tough. I think the other ones were hard fought. And I do think it's gotten better in the last couple of games.
And so now there are four games over 500. Well, sort of. 30-26-4. Rangers take on the Islanders tonight. The Devils lost in Vegas 2-0. And they lost Jack Hughes late in the game with what looks like a shoulder injury. Here was Jacob Markstrom on the Hughes injury first.
You never want to see your teammate go down, and you just hope for the best, and that's all you can do.
But it did not look good at all as he went essentially headfirst into the boards. Did get off the ice, but was holding the shoulder. You were asking about Markstrom last hour. This is Sheldon Keefe on his return.
Yeah, I thought he was excellent. Looks like a guy that didn't miss any time. So credit to him and the work that he put in to be ready. He was great.
And Keefe was ejected in this game after the injury and the hit on Hughes. And then in golf, you know how I don't know this feeling. I don't know if you do, G. Boomer might. Some people can just roll out of bed and hit a golf ball. Have you seen the video with Horvat, Mickelson, John Daly, and John Daly's son yet?
No, it just dropped early this morning, so I didn't get a chance to see
it. So this was like the little trailer. You got Horvat and Mickelson going back and forth. You think we can get in this guy's head and kind of just, knock him down a peg, and then they pan over to Daly, who was wearing a crazy outfit, the Santa Claus beard, lights himself a cigarette, and does exactly what you think he'd do.
It's a beautiful day.
What do you think's in there?
To play golf my way.
What's in there?
I don't know. That's, ain't nobody getting in my head today. Take other things and I'll be on my way.
Right down the middle of the fairway. He looks like a mess.
Yeah, it's amazing.
Imagine just hit the ball.
Like all the money. I mean, I'm sure he's made a lot of money, but the amount of money he has lost, I mean, because he should have been great.
He was for a little while.
And he was the personality.
Yeah.
He's everything that the guy who won the tournament yesterday isn't.
That is true. You think he still signs at Hooters before the Masters? Isn't that where he does it at?
Yeah.
But I think Hooters is going out of business.
Yeah, they are. Well, we got to the bottom of that. Not all of the Hooters. There's two different stuff, right? Explain this, Al. They sell
this. Yeah, there's the people who originally invented Hooters. They own the Hooters in Florida and Chicago. They're good. They're thriving. They sold the rights to Hooters for this other company, Hooters of America, to take it nationwide. They're screwing it
up. So there's two Hooters.
There's two different Hooters.
Two different Hooters. Okay.
Yeah. So maybe, but then again, bankruptcy doesn't mean you're going out of business.
True.
Reshuffling some debt, maybe.
Long live Hooters.
Right. So, and the Masters coming up in a few weeks, so maybe he'll be out there at Augusta outside the gates.
Well, no, he'll be inside the gates because he won Augusta.
But does he play anymore? I didn't think he participated in that anymore.
He might go to the Champions Dinner, but I don't think he's playing.
Right.
Then again, maybe he is. Who the hell knows?
I'm Jordan Robinson, host of the new podcast, The Women's Hoop Show. Each episode, I'll be joined by a rotating group of women's basketball experts to talk WNBA, college hoops, the new Unrivaled League, and the shifting landscape of the sport. The game is growing, and so are we. Listen to and follow The Women's Hoop Show and Odyssey Podcast, available now for free on the Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.